Would you lead us in prayer?
Shall we bow our heads? Heavenly Father and our God, how blessed we are yet to be in the land of the living. We're thankful that you provided for us, met every need, every heart's desire, according to your will. Now, Father, we ask that you would bless those who are prepared now to share a portion of that which you've given to them, for everything that we have belongs to you. Thank you, Lord, for this offering. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. And they all said, Amen. Amen.
Doxology, let me remind you that the citywide mission meets at 4 p.m. tomorrow. We have a mistake in the bulletin. We said 5 p.m., but it is 4 p.m. Somebody asked me, do I miss my friend Medora Brown? Lord, do I miss Medora calling the office, getting in my case? So I certainly remember and miss Nodora Brown. Amen. Would you please stand for the doxology? Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father and our God, we're thankful once again that you have smiled upon each of us, allowed us to participate in giving, for we know to give is godly. Thank you once again. Would you multiply this offering that those who receive might know that it's straight from God? For it's in Jesus' name we pray. And the church said,
amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated as our choir leads us.
One day she heard that my Jesus was passing. touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She went running through the crowd crying, oh Lord. She went running, 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 crying, bless me. She stood there crying, oh Lord, Lord, bless me.
And I ask you a question, how many of you want the Lord to bless you? And when do you want him to bless you? Right now. If you want him to bless you, you need to bless the Lord.
Bless me.
Come on, bless him with a hand clap of praise.
Oh Lord.
Bless him with a hand clap of praise.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh, bless me.
How many of you know when you've been blessed? Can I tell you something? When I woke up this morning, I knew I was blessed. When I had strength to clothe myself, I knew I was blessed. When I had the knowledge to drive to Second Baptist, I knew I was blessed. Oh Lord, bless me right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we stand in need of a blessing from the preached word. We pray that you would bless us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. For it's in the precious name of Christ, our Lord, we pray. And all the people of God said amen. Today we continue series of sermons from Paul's letter to the church at Corinth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we find these words from the writing of the Apostle Paul. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind. I want to stop right there. Love suffereth long. Love puts up with a lot of mess. Come on, help me here. You don't mind if I come down the street, bowl down your lane. Love puts up with a lot of mess. But real love suffers long. It is patient. The Greek word meant long-tempered. Vines Expository Dictionary of the New Testament words say that this word describes that quality of self-restraint in the face of provocation that does not hastily retaliate or promptly punish. It is a quality of having a long fuse. One commentator defined it as slow to be resentful. This means that real love does not retaliate in kind or seek to get even. It does not embrace bitterness, but patiently loves, even when experiencing serious heartache. In our day of domestic violence, sexual unfaithfulness, and broken relationships, this kind of love is vital. It recognizes and deals with the heartaches it faces, but it never turns in a vicious response. It never responds hatefully. Sometimes this quality of love enables a person to do what others say that they would not do, that they would not do. But real love can suffer the pain of betrayal, separation, irreconcilable differences without ceasing to work for the good of the other person. Early in my ministry, I had a family come in, a husband and a wife. And the wife said to me, "Chaplain, I'm going to leave him. I'm going to divorce him. I'm going back to the States." And I said to her, "Why?" She said, "First of all, he lied to me. He lied to me at the altar. He said, for better or for worse." And I said, "Well, you giving him up?" She said, "Yes. It's better that I do before I kill him." Help me, somebody. She said, "He's been unfaithful to me. He has been unfaithful to me. I have always been faithful to him. He lied. He's unfaithful. And not only is he unfaithful, but he does not care for his children. And I have no recourse but to leave him." And I said to her, "Have you prayed about it?" She said, "Yes, and the Lord told me leave." I said, "Are you sure you prayed about it?" She said, "Yes. As I was praying, the Spirit told me to pack." So I said, "Well, why did you come to see me?" She said, "I needed you to know the reason I'm leaving him. First of all, he loves to drink." I said, "Wait a minute. Does he have some good qualities?" She said, "Yes, he has one good quality, and that is he's allowing me to leave." Are y'all going to catch that? Love, real love, suffer the pain of betrayal, separation, irreconcilable differences without ceasing to work for the good of the other person. And so she left. She left Germany. When I got back to the States, some 3 years later, we ended up being stationed at the same base. She told me that she had heard about his sickness. He had called and said, "I'm sick. Matter of fact, I have cancer. And what I really want to know is, will you remarry me?" I didn't know what to say, Deacon Johnson. Because when he was in good health, are y'all with me? He was demonic. He was filled with evil and lust for other women. And so now he is down and out. And looks like he's on his last leg. And he asked her to remarry him. And she asked me to perform the wedding. I gave them a test.
The test said that the marriage wouldn't work and that I should not remarry them. But I ask her a question. Why would you want to remarry or marry a person that you know can be unfaithful, that you know can lie to you? She said, I have learned that love is long-suffering. Oh, y'all will catch it in a minute. That there are some things that you have to go through if you love a person. And if that person loves you. When I look at the text and see the lifestyle of the church at Corinth, they too were unfaithful to God. They too had turned on their baptismal vows that they would be God's children and that God would be their father. They had turned away from serving the true and living God by their lifestyle. Can I put a point here? Some of us act like we love God in church. But when church is over, the Bible says, how can you say that you love God whom you have not seen and hate your brother and your sister that you see every day? Our lifestyle should reflect our love for God. And the Bible tells us that God, through Christ, says to us that you should love one another as I have loved you. Let me get out of your way by sharing with you that long suffering. Love suffers long because it is the all that takes the friction out of life. It is the all that takes the friction out of life. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is kindness. And kindness is love in action. The best way to get even is to forget or to forgive. But love your enemies. Do good to those who misuse you. He who cannot forgive breaks the bridge over which he or she must pass. Matthew 6:14 says, if you forgive men their trespasses, all right, your heavenly Father will forgive you. Can I put a point here? Whatever you're holding against somebody, you need to let it go. Because God is not holding your sins against you. And if I want to live for Christ, I can't walk around misusing people because they misuse me. I cannot walk around talking about people because they talk about me. I like what the old folks used to sing, talk about me as much as you please. But when I go down on my knees, I'm going to tell God all about you. If you forgive, God will forgive you. When things go wrong, don't go wrong with them. Proverbs 4:14, enter not into the path of the wicked and go not in the way of evil men. You should never let adversity get you down except on your knees, praying to God. James 5:13 says, if any one of you is in trouble, he should pray. Amen. Hebrews 13, we hear Paul writing to the church saying, love suffers long. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friend. Love, as a play says, is a four-letter word. In the Greek language, there were several words for love. For instance, we had philios, which is brotherly love. eros, which is a sexual gratification in love. And then we had sagos, which is parenting love. And then there is God's love, which is agape. John 3:16 tells us what? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that means you, that means me, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have life everlasting. When I look at agape love, I see love that forgives. I don't see love that holds grudges. I see love that says, you love me, I love God, and therefore I love you. When I look at the text and look at the life of King David, we see self-giving love, love responding to harshness with kindness and long-suffering. When I look at the text and see love, I see David, David the shepherd boy. You may remember he was rejected by his father. When the prophet came by looking for a king to replace Saul, the Bible says that he was told to go down to Jesse's house. Jesse had several boys. Eliad passed by, and all did not fall on him. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, neighbor, don't get mad because all does not fall on you. Don't get mad because you're not elected to a position of leadership in the church and in the community. God has a plan for you. He has a blessing with your name on it. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, if it's my blessing, you can't handle it even if you get it. Oh, help me somebody. If God is blessing me, don't get mad. Don't be a hater because God is blessing me. Just keep on praying. Just keep faithful in your prayer life. You remember the man that was by the pool for 38 years? Folk got in and got healed, but nobody pushed him in. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you don't have to push me in. God is sending Jesus Christ. And when he comes with a blessing with my name on it. So my brothers and sisters, the wall fell on David, the shepherd boy. But when you look at that shepherd boy, you may declare that Jesse, his father, did not see the king potential in him. His brothers did not see the warrior potential in him. And the king did not see the champion potential in him. And Goliath did not see the opponent potential in him. But God saw, thank you God, God saw that David was king material. And so he said to Samuel, look, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Thank God that he looks beyond my faults and he sees my needs. Maybe I should ask the question, is there anybody here that the Lord has looked beyond your faults, that the Lord has looked beyond your sins, that the Lord has looked beyond your unfaithfulness to him and blessed you anyhow, blessed you anyway? Let me share with you, the best way to get even is to forget. Long suffering, love treats cruelty with tenderness. Long suffering, love treats hurt with forgiveness. Long suffering, love treats adversity with perseverance and patience. Long suffering, love treats hate with love. Long suffering, love leaves its comfort zone. In Luke chapter 15, you remember that there was a shepherd who had 100 sheep. He left 100 sheep. He left the 99 and went looking for the lost. Thanks be to God that Jesus Christ left his throne in glory to come to walk the dusty streets of Jerusalem, seeking to save those who were lost. The Bible tells the story of the shepherd who goes and finds the lost sheep. Don't know about you, but I'm glad that I was a lost sheep, that Jesus Christ came, Deacon Shelton, looking for me. He found me, and since he found me, I now have a different outlook on life. I now do not speak the same language I used to speak. You used to talk to me like I was crazy, and I'll turn around and talk to you like I was still in the streets. But thanks be to God, I got a new song. I have a new walk. I have a new way of talking. Since Jesus came into my heart, I still remember those words. But guess what? I don't use them like I used to. But I still think about it. When you call me this, I can call you that. Oh, y'all missing it. But I've learned not to use that language, because he's put a new voice, a new way of speaking, because love is long-suffering. The shepherd finds the lost sheep, puts it on his shoulder, takes it back to the fold, and go get his friends and tell them, come, let's celebrate. I'm almost there now. The lost sheep, and I brought it home. You may remember in that same book of Luke, chapter 15, you will find that there was a son who went to his father. He was the younger son, and said, Daddy, give me the portion of goods that fall to me when you die. But he's really saying, I wish you were dead now, because I want to celebrate. I want to spend what you've given and what you will give me. Took his money, went out into a far country. Can I help Second Baptist? Whenever you leave the presence of God, you go into a far country. You go down, not up. The Bible says he went to a far country, spent his money. Oh, yeah. Can I say it like it was? He spent his money on whores. He spent his money on liquor. He spent his money. But guess what? When his money was gone, his friends were gone. Is there anybody here that had some money? And now you're almost broke and you can't borrow a dime from anybody. Can I help you here? Don't worry about that. You have a father that's rich in houses and land. The cattle of 1,000 hills belong to him. The Bible says that when he came to himself, he said, I will arise, go back to my father, for my father has bread and bread to spare. And the Bible says that as he was coming, the father looked out and saw him coming. That helps me to understand that long suffering looks for an opportunity to bring you back home. Long suffering looks for an opportunity to bless you where you are. The Bible says that when he saw his son, he called his servants and said, come, bring a new robe. I gotta tell you, you don't have to worry about wearing somebody else's robe. You have a robe. The songwriter writes, I have a robe, you got a robe. When we all get to heaven, I'm going to put on my robe, and guess what? I'm going to shout all over heaven, help me somebody. When I look at the text, it says that he put shoes on his feet. He left with Stacy Adams, but he come back barefooted. He left with Neiman Marcus jacket, but he comes back in old tagged robe. Can I help somebody here? It doesn't matter how you come back to the Father. If you come back to Jesus, if you come back to Christ, he has a blessing with your name on it. A robe. And then the Bible said he put a ring on his finger, meaning that he has the authority of the Father. Can I tell you something? We got the authority of the Father. Ask what you want in my name, and the Father would give it to you. Is there anybody here asked God for a blessing and he gave you a blessing? Anybody here asked God for a good husband and he gave you a good husband and made you a good wife? Is there anybody here asked God for a child? He gave you a child. Is there anybody here asked God for a job and he gave you a job? Is there anybody here asked God for anything and he did not give it? I thank God for whatever I have because I know it didn't come from man, but it comes from God. Thank God for God. Thank God for God. Thank God for Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Ask, and you shall receive. Knock, and the door shall be opened. Finally, love suffers long. It's not. One that loves does not retaliate. You remember Joseph. The Bible says that Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery, not because he had offended them, but he had a dream. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you can kill the visionary, but you can't kill the vision. You can kill the visionary, but you cannot kill the vision. You can kill the dreamer, but you cannot kill the dream. The dream for freedom for persons of color still remains. Martin Luther King Jr. is dead, but guess what? His name still rises in our conversation because he said, yeah. As Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. The Bible helps us. When I look at Joseph, Joseph does not act in an evil way toward his brothers. He says to them, when they came seeking for food, here is one who was placed in a pit. And then from a pit, he goes to Potiphar's house. Potiphar's wife looked at him and said, that boy looked pretty good. I think I'll try him. Can I help you here? Just because a person try you, you don't have to fall into the trap. Amen. Help me somebody. Just because somebody reach out for you, that doesn't mean you got to fall into their arms. Just because somebody wink at you, that don't mean that you ought to wink back. The Bible says that Joseph ran out of his coat. Can I help somebody here that's living in a life of sin? You can run out your coat. It's better to run out of your coat than run out of your reputation. It's better to run out of your coat than run out of your blessing. The Bible says he ran out of his coat, but she still lied on him and said he assaulted her. Potiphar put him in prison, so he goes from the pit to the prison. He goes from prison to the palace, to being the king, to being the right hand of the king. Can I help you? If you have found favor with God, it doesn't matter what man does to you. It doesn't matter what man do to you. God still is in the business of granting grace. He's still in the business of granting favor. And so they had to come to the one that they tried to kill. They had to come to the one that they sold. And guess what he said? You meant it for evil. But God meant it for good. Is there anybody here? You on a job and folk tried to press you down, but God lifted you up. Is there anybody here? Somebody tried to take your husband or your wife, but God caused the relationship to grow stronger. Can I help you here? You meant it or they meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Love, long suffering. Love is long suffering and does not reject, but accept. You remember, and I'm closing, but you remember in the text in Luke chapter 15, it was two sons. The younger son went off, but he came back. And when he came back, the older son heard some music because the brother now is dressed out. Not only is he dressed out, he's looking good. Not only is he looking good, there's a feast being prepared for him. And the older brother heard the music, asked the servant, "What's going on?" He said, "Your brother that was lost has been found. Your brother that was dead is now alive. And the daddy has killed the fatted calf. And we're throwing a celebration." And the older boy said, "I ain't going out there. I'm not going to the party. But thanks be to God, you don't have to come to the party. God is celebrating the lost being found. You may not rejoice when somebody joins the church, but let me tell you something. Heaven rejoices over one sinner that has come to Christ." The Bible said the father went out to him and said, "Come, your brother that was lost is found. Your brother that was dead is now alive." He said, "I'm not going in, but thanks be to God, you can't stop the party because you don't come. You can't stop the church. Call your neighbor. Get on the phone. Call them and tell them we still having church even though you're not here. The reason why we having church is because I was lost and sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply staying within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. Up from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I." Love is long-suffering. Whatever you're going through, don't worry about it. Just keep on trusting God. Keep on trusting God. Keep on praising God. Don't let me praise him by myself. Is there anybody here that came to praise God for his goodness, to praise God for his mercy, to praise God for his forgiveness, to praise God for his love? Thanks be to God. Didn't come to praise you. I came to praise the Lord because he is long-suffering. When I should have been dead, he gave me another day. When I should have died in my sins, Christ Jesus died for me on Calvary. Is there anybody here know that he died? And on that third day morning, he got up from the grave saying, "All power, all power." Hey, hey, hey. All power. In heaven and earth, love suffers long. I told you the story about the remarriage. The man died. I saw again, I said, "What's going on?" She said, "I found the love of my life." I said, "I thought you told me that Jeremiah was the love of your life." She said, "Well, I found the love of my life." I said, "What's his name?" She said, "His name is Jesus." His name is Jesus. So I'm trying to be funny. I said, "Jesus, Amanda?" She said, "No. Jesus the Christ." Is there anybody here in love with Jesus? Yeah. Are you in love with him? When you go astray, don't you feel his hand pulling you back? When you wander into the world, don't you remember? In my Father's house, there's bread enough to spare. Hallelujah. 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 Love is long-suffering. Church standing, choir singing, we invite you to come. Choir singing, church is standing. We invite you to come. You may come by letter, by Christian Experience.
candidate for baptism.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply I was stained within. I was sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry. From the waters he lifted me, now saved am I. It was love lifted me.
Come on, sing.
When nothing else could help, love, oh, it was love. One more verse. Souls in danger, yes. Just look above. Yes. Jesus completely saves. He will save you. By his love, he will snatch you of the angry waves, because you see, he's the master of the sea. The wind is his willows will obey. He, your savior, just wants you to be saved today. Oh.